Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
You black guy with good credit.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. And for those who don't know, this show is hosted by Sean Linda, Karen Margolis, and Matt, otherwise known as Matt Smith. I'm here today. My last name is Smith. For those of you who don't know, I will come back to that later in the show. Anyway, let's get to today's show. Sean, Karen,
Matt,
how are you guys doing?
That didn't get to you at all.
Not at all.
Matt's
just
a little
push
pissed
that right
today.
Off.
Matt's a little pissed in today's show. We're going to get to it at the end, so you got to stay tuned and listen to the whole show. You're for Matt's pissed. But on a better note, we're talking about financial tips for men. You know,
for men. If you're a woman, click out of here. This is not for you.
Exactly.
Last week we had tips for women. This week, Turnabout is Fair Play. We got tips for men. Equal opportunity tips, people. Get your notepad out. Get your laptop, your whatever device you jot notes on.
Tell your wife to get the hell out of the room.
Hey.
This is not for her. This is for you, homie.
All right. Well, Sean, why don't you start us off?
Well, number one for males, and I think they should all recognize it, and a lot of males do, but some may not, be paid what you're worth. Like, know your true value. Are you worth more than what you're earning today or less? And you got to be honest and keep it 100 with yourself. You're undermining, you're losing your money. You're losing money every day. You're not asking for more. And if you're overpaid, hey, you're right for the chopping block, and you'd better update your skills or improve your productivity.
Before you continue, overpaid, does that exist? To me, it's like if they're writing the check,
devil's advocate. I have been overpaid at every single job I've ever had.
You've been overpaid.
Yes. You know what? Even if there have been jobs that I've been just straight up overpaid for, where I knew I was overpaid and I was on the chopping block. And even if I wasn't initially overpaid for the job, I did eventually make sure that I was overpaid by doing less of a good job. Because I am someone who gets real comfortable real quick. And, you know, those weren't my career jobs. They were just like day jobs or whatever, which I'm not saying that's like an ideal characteristic to have, but if you're actually at your career and you do feel like you're being overpaid, you do need to nut up a little bit.
Disclaimer, the opinions on underperforming are not endorsed by this show. This is just a personal story. We are not suggesting you should get a job and then underperform.
I'm not endorsing it. I do not endorse my own behavior. It's not great. It's entitled princessy. I can't swear on the show, but you guys get it. You just fill in the blanks. It's like, it's not ideal, but it's something that I've done because I don't know. People,
all right, well we get it.
You're, get away with.
Your show was last week. This is for the men. So be paid what you're worth, fellas.
Exactly. And spur competition for your services. You know, if you've been at your job for more than a few years, chances are you're underpaid and you need to recognize that and say, hey, maybe it's time to look elsewhere. And guys, you got to remember the four most powerful words in any type of negotiations. It's bold, it's brave, it works. And if you're not Karen, you need to use it, okay? It's can you do better? And I when you say like it, you say it and you lay back and you let them speak. You know, so they may go on and on and on, but let them finish their what they're going to say. And it's, you know, and hear where that leads into your negotiation.
So this is after they make you an offer, your response is, can you do better? You're trying to get them to up the ante. That's the point.
Honestly, exactly. You sound like such a king when you speak like that. It's so attractive that even if they're like, no, we can't do better, and now we've changed our mind, girls will love you.
I like that.
As they should. As
that's
they should.
A candy dropper line.
It's a family show, Karen. It's a family show. Please.
I mean the British panties. It means your regular pants.
Hashtag British panties. Okay, moving on.
Let me go to another point. And when it comes to job hunting, know when to settle for good enough. I know I have so many friends. I have a friend that lives in California. You know, he had an MBA from 1990-something, and he hasn't. I hope he's not listening, but he hasn't worked in a little bit of time. But you can't tell him there's no job good enough for him. He thinks that his next job should be the CEO of a major company or right under him, and he's not taking anything less. And I think you have to be realistic with yourself and sometimes have a humbling experience and know that, hey, I know my skill sets are good. Let me get in here and see where the upward movement can take me rather than think that I'm going to get it. The jobs of all Karen jobs right away.
I would offer a little pushback on the semantics. Know when to settle for good enough. I think there's a better way to say this. It's like, be realistic about your job opportunities. Like if you're, you know, qualified to be, you know, job X. Your resume. Yeah, like
also it's like there is what there is. You know what I mean? Like sometimes this is a job that you can get now and you have to eat and pay rent and there's no shame in that game.
There's right. Some people like with postgraduate degrees and they think that, oh my God, it makes them like this person that should be getting this desirable amount of money because they've gone to graduate school. And it just those kind of people actually really annoy me. And I'm gonna say that a study found that new job seekers who search for perfection generally did land jobs paying 20% more. Unfortunately, they don't like those jobs. Those not people who were happy with their jobs.
Interesting. I think maybe there's something about trying to like control the process so much because that leads to dissatisfaction. Like the job search process is there's so many variables and it's not just you. You know, you can control you, but then there's like a million other things going on. And if you're trying to get to that perfect thing, you're like, you know, you're playing an unwinnable game. You don't have control like that. Sometimes you not just gotta do it. And I think just doing a thing is just automatically gonna lead to the next thing.
And I'll tell you this, just to add on before we go into the next. The longer you're out of work, the more your job skills start to go down. They start to worsen. And you know, you have to stay current, you have to be in the market because if you're not, your skills start to decline.
Right.
Okay, just so we're clear, because your point's starting to decline, I want people to understand, we said a lot. Point number one, people, was be paid what you're worth. I want everyone to remember what the number one tip was. Men, be paid what you're worth. All we just said was under be paid what you're worth. So let's move on to point number two.
Okay, number two, save on a schedule. I'm so bad at this. It's my money. Why can't I just spend it? But you're supposed to pay your savings first. As soon as you get your money, every time you're paid, try to put aside 10% of your gross earnings off the top. We know that means before you pay bills, before you do anything, before you take out cash from the ATM, put a little money aside for yourself. 15% is so elite if you can do it. I know it's hard because you just want to buy stupid stuff, but you have to have a little discipline and realize that you have more control over your savings than you realize. You don't have to focus on like stuff you can't control that's so addictive, like checking your stock market portfolio every 2 seconds and watching it go up and down. You can't control it. But what you can control and what you can do is how you save and how much you save. And if you're someone like me who struggles because it just seems like you're putting money aside to put money aside and it feels like endless and not pointless because savings the point, but pointless kind of, it's easier to save if you have an idea what you're saving for. So, you know, something more immediate, like, you know, I'm saving for a house, I'm saving for a car, whatever you want, you know, live your best life. Saving for someday is not inspiring.
So get specific with it.
Yeah. And that'll light a fire under your butt.
Also, we've talked in shows past about ways to do this is one helpful way is to automate it. So if
right.
You know, saving on a schedule, like you have with your checking account, your savings account, your bank accounts. There's all sorts of banking functions where you can easily make an automatic withdrawal to pay yourself. You can make an automatic withdrawal for savings. You can automate all of this stuff. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, you can just get an app to do it if you think at it like me.
Well, there you go. Sean, do you have any comments on saving on a schedule? Any tips from...
No, I think, you know, like Karen was saying, like if you give yourself small little points to motivate yourself on to reach those goals and, you know, and kind of slowly build that hill, it's where you'll see the savings work. You know, I make weekly contributions to my savings, you know, and that kind of keeps me consistent, you know. So I agree with Karen's points.
All right. Well, let's move on with our next financial tip for men. Number three, it's set the bar where you can clear it. All right. So, you know, make reasonable goals. You know, another big reason people fail in their efforts to save is being overly ambitious. Don't shoot to save $5,000 a year. Aim for $100 a week and then find the money. Like basically, and you can automate this like in Karen's last point, savings on a schedule, but like make a realistic plan and do all you can to make sure you stick to it. Find that money, automate it, and be realistic.
Yeah. And I've done the automating thing. This was years ago and I did get overly ambitious. And what happened was I really missed that money and I stopped automating my savings because I needed it to live. And then I just kind of fell off.
Well, I mean, I think another thing is understanding the minimum you need to really exist. Like so a lot of people are living way over their, you know, they're spending way more than they need to spend. Like, you know, you have your basics that you have to afford, that you have to, your expenses that are necessary, your rent, your mortgage or whatever, food. But there's some things that we find ourselves just overspending and keeping cash in our pocket. And by the end of the month, you're like, how do I not have my savings? How do I not have any money left? So basically you have to readjust how you're living. And then, you know, that's how you can legitimately set the bar realistically.
Yep.
I agree. Okay, Matt. Well, I got point number four. Okay. Point number four is know what your time is worth, Matt. It's so important. I know so many people that don't value their time, you know, unwilling to pay for certain services because they don't respect their time. And I'm not, you know, as I get older, I see the true value in hiring certain services. So it frees me up to do other things to, you know, to earn more money.
Like what kind of services? What are you talking about?
Okay, for example, I have a cleaning lady that comes, you know, once every couple of weeks. And, you know, that's something that I could do. And my kids and I, we maintain it, but then the big overhaul, she does it, you know, and that's something that, do I want to spend a whole Saturday doing that when I could be more productive? Maybe I could be at work. Maybe I could be working on my podcast. Maybe I could be doing something with my kids versus doing a big overhaul of cleaning. You know, I had a friend actually today, somebody hit her car. And she was going to fix it herself. So I brought her to my local mechanic, which is like less than a mile from her house. And she felt that she could save about $100 by driving it all the way to the Bronx from Brooklyn, which is like in traffic is like a 2-hour drive. And I had to ask, is it really worth the time to get there, the time to come back for the $100? Couldn't you be doing something more productive with that time? And I'm not saying this in a arrogant way to mean like just spend and overspend, but I'm just saying, you know, there's a value in time.
Well, let me ask you a follow-up question, Sean. Earlier in tip number one, we talked about knowing your true value. We talked about being underpaid or even overpaid. What is there a Sean Linda tip on knowing what your time is worth? What's the equation? Is there some
E equals MC squared? I have an analytical equation, Matt. It may be a little bit over your head, but I'll try to keep it as simple as possible, okay? You figure out what your annual salary is, okay? Let's just say you make $40,000 a year, okay? Remove the last three zeros from $40,000. What does that give you?
$40.
$40. Divide that number by two. What does that give you?
$20.
Correct. So if you have to pay somebody less than $20 an hour, it's probably worth it to hire them, depending on what your salary is.
Got it. Awesome. So let's move on to tip number five, Karen.
Tip number five, spend less than you make. I am so bad at this. I am not good at this, but you have to do it. Good debt is cheaper than bad debt. Good debt means going into debt for stuff that puts a roof over your head, wheels under your feet, diploma on your wall. And then there's obvious bad debt, which is frivolous, doesn't appreciate, waste of money, you know, I feel like this is a family show, so I can't say stuff like that, but you know, you guys can fill in the blanks. But there's a gray area between good debt and bad debt, and it can kind of be a tough call. So if you're in that spot where, you know, maybe you need something essential, but you want to get the really nice one, you know, do it, but try to use emergency savings to finance those purchases instead of credit, and then treat it like a loan to yourself and repay yourself over time.
Wow, Karen, that was good.
Thank you. I'm a professional. Not at saving, but just at talking. Also, remember that you are literally your credit score as far as like a lot of the world is concerned. So you have to protect your credit score, which kind of sucks to think about because, you know, credit can be an intimidating thing to manage. But if you manage your credit score wisely and you qualify for lower interest rates, you know, that can really affect your life. And you do that by paying your bills on time, not using more than 30% of your credit limit, not applying for new cards just because you feel like it, and not closing cards, even if you're not using them, just leave them open and have them, and it'll help build your credit score. Something about a credit ratio, isn't that true, guys? Where like the amount of credit that you're using relative to the amount of credit that you have affects your credit score.
And can I say this, Karen? Since you met an individual from Two Black Guys with Good Credit umpteen years ago that has two names, and you've been managing your credit, how much has your credit changed, Karen? Just share it with the world.
Okay, I'm going to tell you the truth. It stayed kind of static, and that's because I've gone through ups and downs financially in that time. So yes, while I have actually put our good practices into practice, you know, moved debt into like a 0%, you know, credit card kind of thing where I can just pay it off in monthly installments and not have to pay any interest, and automating payments, stuff like that. I've also been less responsible at times when I had more financial stress. And honestly, I think there's a point to be made for that. I'm not saying it's great to fall off the wagon, but I am saying that it's normal and you can come back from it. Like, you can just get back on the horse, and you know, your credit changes like daily if you work on it.
Well, I'll tell you this, since we're Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I've never really mentioned my credit score over the show, but I will mention it today because I just checked it earlier today.
You're going to be bragging. Go ahead.
Self-praise is no praise.
Go ahead.
So just for you don't know, credit score range from 300 to 850. You know, tier one usually is from 800 to 850.
Why Sean, are you like pronouncing your SAT score?
Right, exactly. Just get to it, bro. What's your score?
My credit score.
SAT score up to 2400, and I got a 2350. It's not a big deal.
2021, Karen. Don't get any ideas, Karen. I'm not available right now. My credit score, Karen, was 814.
Damn. You're killing it. Oh my God. You are a black guy with good credit. Get out of here. You guys, the show does not lie. Show me the lie.
I was like, man, I got to put that in my dating profile.
So lastly, if you're like me, a woman,
show is for men, Karen.
I'm obviously joking.
For men.
I don't see gender. Sean, I don't see gender. I literally don't even know what you are. But I'm saying that if you are like me and you like to just kind of freestyle it when you go out to buy stuff, try shopping with a list. It really helps to rein you in because you are a spender. You are just like me. I know your heart. You are not wise. Last year alone, 80% of Americans made impulse purchases. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that 100% of Americans made impulse purchases in a whole year. Are you kidding me? The average cost was nearly $500. That's maybe rent, not if you live here. It's maybe a car payment if your car's really nice. So before you buy anything that isn't on your shopping list, ask yourself, why am I doing this? Is it to fill an emotional hole? Am I upset? Am I really happy? And that's why I'm doing it. Why am I wasting this money right now? And honestly, sometimes you should just treat yourself, but understanding your motivation might help you just walk away and keep your money in your damn pocket, as I personally always say.
Since we're talking about, you know, tips for men, and this topic was spend less than you make. And at the beginning of this, Karen, you're like, how do we do this? Like, this is so hard. And it is, it can be, but like, men out there, if you're like, even little things, like if you're grocery shopping for your house, your bachelor pad or your family or whatever, make a list instead of just rolling to the store when you're hungry and you're throwing everything in the basket. Make a list. If you're all the things that you're buying, be calculated, actually plan it as opposed to impulse shopping, and that will help you with this overarching point of spending less than you make. So, fellas, I know a lot of times we like to just, you know, just go in and just grab it without the, you know, we don't read the instructions when we're building stuff. We just roll in the store. You know, hey, if you're really trying to,
you guys are so crazy.
Dot every I, cross every T, and actually spend less than you make. You know, maybe some desperate times require desperate measures. Let's make a list before we step into the grocery store, and you might save a couple dollars.
And you know what? You don't feel bad, by the way, because grocery store, they hire the smartest people in the world to design not just grocery stores, but all stores to get you to spend. They know where your eye level is, and they know where you go first and if you're going to go left or right and where you're going to grab stuff. So it's not your fault that temptation is literally everywhere. It's a science, but you just make a list.
All right. Before we move on to our next financial tip for men or for anyone,
But mostly for men.
Before we go on with the rest of our financial tips for men or mostly for men or, you know, whoever is listening, it's for you. But before we continue, we're going to take a quick break, a quick sponsored break. So stay tuned. Don't move. Listen to these commercials and we'll be right back with more Two Black Guys with Good Credits. 8 financial tips for men. Keep it locked.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Black guys. Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. We have Sean Linda in the house. We have Karen Margolis in the house and Matt. So let's move on to
Can I say our... before we do the next point?
Sure.
That I just want to say that by men, we mean whatever you choose to be. We're not saying if you're a man or not a man.
Only Sean,
however you feel, that is what you are. So by men, that is not us assigning manhood.
That's how you identify.
That's how you feel about yourself.
I just want to be really clear
because it's Pride Month. Sean, it's Pride Month.
We're so the one bathroom unisex podcast, okay?
Okay, first of all, there's so many sexes. So I feel like unisex is a little bit like kind of almost gender.
So we're the one bathroom podcast. How's that? Next time I go to the pod, I want to see you coming out the can. I'm like, hey, girl, how you doing? Damn, that was you.
Listen, it's Pride Month, guys. We have to be really careful with our words.
By men,
we mean all of you men. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Matt just shook his head. I just don't think that this is the right month to be shaking your head, but okay.
Well, whatever you identify with, if you're male, female, if you're LGBTQ, if you are a 814 credit score, if you're not, These tips, they're all for you. They're for everyone. We did title this show Financial Tips for Men, but in all honesty, these tips really apply to everyone.
We're just being cute, you guys. We're just the cutest.
So let's move on to tip number six. Actually, before we go into tip number six, let me quickly recap what we've the beautiful genius tips we've already provided to you. Tip number one for the men and anyone else who's listening, be paid what you're worth. And to do that, you need to know your true value. You know, make sure you're spurring competition for your services. Use the most powerful words in your negotiations. Tell your boss, can you do better? Give me a better offer. So wow. That's tip number one. Be paid what you're worth.
I know, it's scary, Matt.
Tip number two, save on a schedule. So pay yourself first, you know, automate it. You do whatever you can to make that nest egg more than you realize. Tip number three, set the bar where you can clear it. Be realistic, folks. A lot of people fail because they get overly ambitious. So make your savings goal realistic. Tip number four, know what your time is worth. Mm. Sean gave us an amazing formula like E equals MC squared, but it basically broke down how you figure out what your hourly value is. So then you can decide what things you want to maybe pay for, tasks where you don't want to waste your time doing things where you can pay for it if it's not worth your time, but understand what your time is worth. And then tip number five, spend less than you make, which so sometimes hard. Is it's difficult, so hard, guys. But if you get organized and, you know, take on good debt, understand that your credit score defines you in a lot of ways for a lot of people, and to shop with a list. So all those things can get you in a much better financial condition. And we recommend this to all of our male listeners and anyone out there who's listening. So let's move on to tip number six.
This is only for men, but also for everyone else.
That too.
Very, very clear on that.
All right. Our next financial tip for men, tip number six, invest what you don't spend. So instead of maybe some volatile portfolio, build a boring portfolio, something safe. Individual stocks and managed mutual funds are exciting. Indexed and exchange traded funds are not. Why? Well, the latter type, a computer picture investments, index funds and ETFs strictly track a group of stocks that move up and down slowly. But these funds are cheap to own, cheap to trade, and cheaper on taxes. That's why over the long run, they largely outperform actively managed funds.
And I would like to add that Bitcoin, not to be controversial, I don't think this is controversial at all. Bitcoin is actually, while it's not boring, falls under the category of, quote, a boring portfolio as something that historically has been proven to show a really good return over a medium to long term. If you're not day trading, right? So like staying away from the excitement kind of thing, Bitcoin actually is, like, I, in my opinion, a really sound investment as well.
Sean, any thoughts on that?
I'm not talking about cryptocurrency in general. I'm advocating strictly for Bitcoin.
And why is that, Karen?
Because its fundamentals are extremely sound. I mean, we could do a whole show on it. We have done shows on crypto, but specifically that it's really the fundamental underlying technology is so sound, so
how do you know that, Karen?
So expansive and so paradigm shifting.
How do you know that?
I can't speak to any of the I'm a Bitcoin influencer now.
Yo, there we go. There we go. It comes out. The truth comes out.
So I'm not trying to brag like Sean with his numbers, but I guess I am kind of an expert now. Can I say that?
I think you can. You just did. So, I like that.
I don't work for big Bitcoin. That's the beauty. There's no such thing. I just have this really good opinion that you should totally listen to.
Well, fellas,
how can they listen to, Karen? How can they listen to this?
Well, coming soon. That's TBA.
Well, they can listen to it right here, Sean, on Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and they just heard it. So tip number six, invest what you don't spend. You just got the first part of that with building a boring portfolio. And you can also, like she said, take a look at Bitcoin. The next part of this, invest what you don't spend, is, as I've been saying earlier in the show, automate. There's a 50% chance you'll run out of money during retirement.
That's crazy.
Cut your odds, automate your investment contributions, and increase your percentages with every pay raise. If you're approaching 40, like me, and you still haven't, Sean, You know, snickering.
It's 60 to 40. It's 60 to 40.
You did not call me out on my snicker.
Well, you are special, Karen. So if you're approaching 40,
I'm a special Karen.
If you're approaching 40 and you still haven't started, you need to suck it up and super save people.
Oh, that sounds so annoying. First of all, is this true? 50% of people, or is it 50% of people, there's a 50% chance to run out of money during retirement? What are you supposed to do? That's crazy, you guys.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great question. I think that is a important question to ask, and I don't think there's any easy answer to that question.
We should do a whole show on what happens if you run out of money mid-retirement. Yeah, I don't know the answer. Do you?
That's our next show. That's our upcoming show.
Okay, perfect.
Well, moving along, Karen.
Okay.
I think people should also understand that realize, and I'm included in this, realize that you stink at investing, you know? I got suckered into like, okay, let me open up this Robinhood account. I started off with, exactly. And I stink.
It's not your fault though. It's not your fault because regular stocks are an unwinnable game. It's opaque to us. There's rules that we don't understand, but still have to play by, that other people don't have to play by. It's stacked against you in favor of the wealthy.
Legalized gambling. Yeah.
You're right, Sean. You do stink at investing. And you know, it's not your fault though, Sean. It's biology. Your brain's amygdala, which is responsible for emotions and fear, dreads losing money more than it enjoys making it. So you hang on to tanking stocks way too long. Your little ego people, you know, and
exactly
the fellas out there.
I'm hanging on to this tanking stock right now.
Yeah, men and your stupid amygdalas. Know when to call it a day.
Yeah, that's you're right, Karen. We need to know when to call it a day. What Kenny Rogers, well, you probably don't know who Kenny Rogers is, Karen, but he had a famous song. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. People, if it's tanking, you got to know when to let it go.
I'm in the tanking zone right as we speak in my Robinhood account. I was up a couple grand and I'm down like 4 grand. I'm just like, what do I do? Stick it out? Like, I did a cryptocurrency. I did Doja Chain. Everybody's into that. And I did some other conservative ones. I'm like, I stink at investing. Sean Lindell from Two Black Guys stinks at investing. Okay.
Well, Sean, we are still in the topic of invest what you don't spend. Do you have one more point under this umbrella topic?
Whew, I'm so emotional. Well, there's no financial aid for retirement. There's plenty of financial aid for college. So help your kids out as much as you can, but not to the detriment of your own retirement. Otherwise, you'll end up living with them, and that will truly suck.
For them, it'll be really fun for you though.
If I'm broken, I knock on my door's kids. I don't care what's going on. They better let daddy in. Like I'll be that annoying dad. I'm like, listen, bro. Like I'm living in here. I don't care what your situation is.
Bro, get out. This is my house now.
All right. I think we've covered invest what you don't spend quite thoroughly. Why don't we move on to financial tip number 7 for men?
Okay, men, listen up. Protect yourself from catastrophe, meaning if you can't afford to replace it, insure it. That's it. And by the way, insurance is pretty cheap. If you can't, then don't. I think that's sound advice. I mean, honestly, renter's insurance is like $16 a month and it covers everything.
Can your boyfriend, Karen, apply that to you? Can he afford to replace you? Can he insure you, Karen?
Me? I'm irreplaceable. Every boyfriend I've ever had will tell you that. None of them have insured me, so they're all feeling the loss.
They are, Karen. No joke.
And speaking of insurance, you know, you're going to die, but your money's not going to die. You can't take it with you, unfortunately. Wish you could. But you're going to leave some money, hopefully. And it sucks to think about, but you do have to put your life in order for people who love
you. Do you think people like Steve Jobs in heaven is broke right now? You think like he's like start at zero again? Like you think he's heaven at zero?
Absolutely. Like, he's regular schmegular.
It's not even, it's zero is a non-concept in heaven because there's no money. So zero money is the same as all the money. There's why you don't need money. You only need money here on earth where everything is not fair.
But swag is transferable. Like if you got swag on earth, like will you still have, you know?
Swag is forever, Matt. You know that. Damn well.
So there's going to be some guys that don't have no swag in heaven still.
Like you, Sean Linda. You're gonna be swagless in heaven just like you're swagless on earth.
Thanks,
you guys, I'm so glad that I am not in this beef. I would be crying on every single show if you guys talk to me how you talk to each other.
No problem, Matt.
My point was, men, I hope you men are listening, that if you're alive, you eventually won't be. That's a guarantee. Okay. And a will determine who gets your stuff. And if applicable, custody of your kids, I guess that's kind of really the big one. So you may also want a trust if you're flush like that. So a trust is a legal document, in case you don't know, that complements your will, ensures that assets pass on smoothly, and trust can also help your heirs avoid being hit with a tax bill. This is all rich people stuff. Really, you need insurance and you need a will.
Wow. So clearly, tip number 7 that Karen just broke down really applies to the 50% of the folks who are not going to run out of money during retirement.
If you run out of money during retirement, totally skip number 7. It is not for you.
All right, Sean, we're at our final tip number 8. Why don't you take this?
Well, we took this from the women's tips, and we kind of converted it to the men's. And I think it's important because I know a lot of these men that are thinking about this, and I just want them to call them out and let them know. A woman is not a retirement plan. So for all you
Say that again? Can you say that louder for the men in the back?
A woman, Karen, is not a retirement. So for all those freeloading gigolos that are trying to stay by a woman and hang out with her and looking for those cougars, hey, leave them alone. Leave those cougars alone, okay? She's not your retirement plan. You need to build for yourself. Do your own thing. Get your shit together. You know, add value to this relationship. You slow, jiving, gigolo, looking for a woman.
A woman is not retirement.
Get out of those pack speedos that you're wearing along the beach because it's summertime looking for that cougar out there. You know, leave her alone.
Be useful.
You're an equal team. If you can't equal, the match is mouth wide open looking at this. If you can't be equal, you don't add value, then get out.
Stop staring at the floor like a cow. Get a job. Save some money. A woman is not a retirement plan.
And for those guys that are like 30-something years old and they realize mom's new boyfriend is only 2 years older than them, you need to get him out. Like, drag him up. Throw him against the wall and be like, yo, get out of my mom. Leave. Like,
don't get out of my mom?
Yeah. Don't accept that young buck coming after your cougar, right? Protect your mom, guys out there. Protect your mom.
Now, what if he's trying to build an exciting portfolio of women? You know, I know we said don't build it. We recommended building a boring portfolio.
Such a good point. Oh my God. Build a boring portfolio of women. They are the steady workhorses of women. You know, those women who are real, real exciting.
So I just want to ask a question.
They're either too crazy or they're too good for you and they don't need you. So you want
to. Are you inclusive on this list, Karen? Are you part of this list?
Middle of the road.
Are you part of this? Exactly. I just want to make sure for the record.
I act brand new all the time. You can't afford me and you cannot have me. I'm not your retirement plan, but I am valuable.
Aaron got the snapping on that one. All right, people. Well, that brings us to the close of our top 8 financial tips for men.
Why are men shortchanged, by the way? Why didn't we do 10 for men? Women get 10, men get 8. Like, I don't even understand it.
Well, we have like 10 tips in every tip because men need mad help. So, you know, with women, we were like, bam, 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 bam. You guys get it. Go out there, crush it. And with men, we're like, let us explain tip number 2 1,000 times. You clearly don't understand.
I guess we don't. So, but one thing I do understand is that we are coming towards the end of the show. So I just wanted to thank you guys for listening, our loyal listening audience. And I before we go, though, I did want to mention and shout out to our listeners and to RoyalTeenMagazine.com. I want to thank them. Our podcast was honored and listed under the 5 Black hosted podcasts, along with Karen, that school you on all things finance. We were listed as one of the top finance podcasts, basically. And I think that's awesome. And that's,
as we should be. Everyone listening agrees.
Exactly. But I not only want to just shout it out that we were, I want to read to our loyal listeners and to the young man who wrote the article. His name is Daniel J. Newton. By the way, his name is Daniel. All right, you know what? No, I'm going to give Daniel his full name. It's Daniel J. Newton. Daniel is a senior.
So big of you.
He's a journalism student, a senior at Florida A&M University, and he wrote these articles and these highlights on all these different podcasts, and he shouted us out and wrote us a lovely review. And
yes, we want to thank you, Daniel. By the way, Daniel, you've got great taste in podcasts. I don't know if anybody's ever told you that.
You do, Daniel. So Daniel Newton, we're shouting you out. And I just want to read to you what you said, Daniel, about us. You said, Two Black Guys with Good Credit is a podcast whose name explains it all. The hosts, Sean, Linda, and Matt. So, let me run that back. He says the hosts, Sean, Linda, and Matt. So Sean gets his full name, first and last.
You have to read the Karen paragraph, too. You got to read the
Karen paragraph. Okay, fine. I will continue. So he shorts me, but okay. So the hosts, Sean, Linda, and Matt, are the two guys from Brooklyn who mix education and comedy. Thank you. We are funny every now and then for a one-of-a-kind podcast.
Matt, maybe you're like Madonna. Maybe you are just so great that you only need one name.
Madonna,
Prince, you get it.
Okay. We don't even need Smith. It goes without saying. It would be insulting to put your last name in there. Matt Smith, obviously.
I hadn't considered that, leaving my last name off. Sean, Linda, and Matt. Maybe you're right. It's like Prince, Madonna. I'm a one Beyonce. That's you know, right. Whatever.
You're iconic. You're a legend.
I'm iconic. So Smith, you know, whatever. All right, fine. But I just want to get to this next part, Karen, before I get distracted.
All right.
He says, you know, Sean, Linda, and Matt. And then later on in the article, he says, the Two Black Guys podcast, they even have a Karen. But this is one you will like. Karen Margolis is a millennial comedian that is also a contributor to the show. Margolis also has her own podcast called Race Wars that streams on SoundCloud. So my man, Daniel, not only got Karen's
Black Guys with Credit. That's what I just felt like. They gave her all the flowers and gave us like a little bulky, like.
My man did his Google search. He stuck to page one, and that I called it a day. Daniel, I really liked it.
My man Dan got Karen's whole name, got her other show, gave it all kind of write up on Karen, got Sean's full government name, but he just called me Matt. So, Daniel, I'm not saying we got beef, but I'm just saying, bro, you're a journalism major at Florida A&M. I'm going to need you to get my full name in the future. But I love you anyway. We thank you for the shout out.
Yeah, thank you. That was really sweet. Especially the part about you calling me a good Karen and not one of those bad Karens.
Another couple of shout outs. You know, blackpodcastingawards.com nominated us in two categories for Best Black Business Podcast and Best Finance Podcast. We were nominated both. We didn't win, but we were nominated. We want to thank you as well. Awesome. And then we also want to thank.
We didn't win, Sean. Keep your thanks to yourself.
We got nominated, Karen. Come on, man. We got nominated.
Reach for the stars, Sean. It's not called reach for just barely up above the trees.
And we're also featured in Feedspot.com as a top 50 Black Wealth and Investing podcast. We were always getting these great write-ups about our show. So for those that do continue to write about our show and praise us, we love you and we appreciate it. We read them all and we just thank you, Karen. We just thank them, even though we didn't win.
Thank you, guys. And for those of you who have been on our website, seen our pictures, seen how cute we are, and just like what a really chic look we have going, in addition to just a really good sounding content, I have red hair now. I'm no longer blonde. So I really just wanted to update that portion of the show.
That's an important little note.
There's journalists out there, guys. There's journalists who write about us. So I'm just keeping all the information up to date.
Okay, we are now starting to ramble, so I think we should sign off. For Two Black Guys with Good Credit, I am Matt Smith. I have two names, a first and a last. I also have a middle, but I'm going to stick with Matt Smith. Like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. So, Daniel, change that right up and put my last name in it. But other than that, I hope these tips helped you. I'm Matt Smith, and I'm out.
And I'm Karen Margolis. As you know, from my full name being mentioned in this, I would say, elite write-up. And... as I always say, I'm one of the good Karens, not one of the stupid Karens.
I think that's a weird tagline. And I'm Sean Linda, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And as I say every show, keep your money. Your money is your money. Keep your money in your damn pocket. And please send us an email at tbgwgc@gmail.com. That's two black guys with good credit at gmail.com. And we love you guys, and we're out of here.
Peace. Sean, can I suggest, Sean, you should start going with, I'm Sean 814, Linda.
Not to brag.
Not too far away from 814. You know is not too far away from 850, man. I'm always at the top and I'm at the lead and I can't be stopped. Black guys.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.